Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
We talk about the times we've left concerts early. Patrick, you ever leave anything early?
Oh, no, Jim. Never.
Ask you guys, you ever see that movie The Hudsucker Proxy?
Yes.
You ever see that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Where like the big plot point is like the CEO just stands up at the one end of the boardroom table and just runs and then goes out the window.
Yeah, that's great.
They do
that on the IT Crowd one episode too. He just wakes up. Police are here. Okay, one second. Get him something to drink. Opens the window, jumps out.
That's great. So anyway, all right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We are gathered here with many people who are attending Suburbs Fest, and we thought we'd take this opportunity to talk with them.
Absolutely.
I mean, we talk with them, but
yeah,
with the microphones on
yeah.
is what I'm trying to say, right? And you probably have heard already, we have a succession of special guests, and today's special guest is Keith Jacobson from Michigan.
Keith.
Hello, Jim and Patrick.
Hello, man.
All right. Oh, Keith, I got to set the timer here. You got 10 minutes. All right. So is there anything in particular you want to talk about, and is it about the fact that you dressed up in a costume last night at Suburbs Fest?
It is not, and I did text a photo to my wife of that, and she's very glad she did not come along with me. So, yes.
I hope the crowd didn't run over your line. I felt like a lot of people were shouting, including me, hit somebody.
Well, I encourage the audience participation.
Okay, good,
yes.
Good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so Keith and I did a little song.
Yeah,
we did Warren Zevon's Hit Somebody, the hockey song.
Yep.
And Keith supplies those booming backup vocals.
That's right.
You know, really, like Keith, it's like really the most important part of the song.
Better than the original, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. But
I think we need to retire it, though, Jim.
Yeah.
That was our third time, I believe, performing it twice on the Hootenanny and then here last night. We're going to find something else new to do.
I think we've reached peak Hit Somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So.
Okay, so what do you have?
Well, first, I just wanted a couple observations from being here at Suburbs Fest. As you see everybody in real life, as we talked about, I am putting together a Suburbs basketball team.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we're going to have Kevin Clement, Tripp Bacon, Tim Elmerich, and then Mike Wagner, and those are going to be my big men, and then Craig Rosen's our point guard.
There you go. So, that's all we need.
Yes, so I'm going to be the coach. And I think we're going to make some noise.
I think we're going to be in the podcast league. Yeah, we're going to be favorites, strong favorites.
And then,
oh man, we can crush All Songs Considered.
We can wipe those guys
absolutely.
The floor with those guys.
Oh,
Boylan can't even catch a basketball.
That's
probably.
Right,
the other thing was, and on an earlier episode, it's probably like 3 weeks ago by the time this episode plays. But Adam Koop was talking about how we met for the first time. He said. We were going to go CD shopping. He said, I'm in the minivan with the door open. Just get in. And so it was a little strange to just get in with a stranger that I'd never met before.
I'm taking you to a record store, boy.
We did visit CD Cellar, which has been talked about on the pod before.
Yeah.
And I did find something there for you, Patrick. I think I'm surprised. I knew you said you go there a lot. And so I was really surprised to find this there yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's a copy of Genesis, Wind and Withering.
I'm going to pass that over here. Yeah.
It's shocking that you didn't have you didn't buy that the last time you were there.
It's surprising, I'm really glad to have this copy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for putting this together, Jim and Patrick. It's been a lot of fun. We're only about one third of the way through the weekend. I think that's right.
Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah. So hopefully we all survive to be able to hear these episodes in 2022 and 2023.
That's right, yeah.
So yeah,
I got a lot of cool records, but I didn't survive to play them. Yeah.
So I did have a topic that I thought I would talk about, and it might be a little bit of sacrilege here, but concerts that you went to and left early. So two come to mind for me.
Okay.
I'm curious if you guys have any. One was a show at the Pontiac Silverdome in 1992. Rest in peace, Pontiac Silverdome.
Yes.
Is now an Amazon distribution center.
Oh, boy.
Sadly. So it was Faith No More, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
And Faith No More and Metallica killed it, and Guns N' Roses came on. And Axl at one point, which I didn't know at the time, They were doing the song You Could Be Mine, I believe, Use Your Illusion. He left the stage, and apparently he went backstage and he vomited. I don't know. I guess he was ill. And so then they came back and they tried to do the song again. And we thought, you know, this is just terrible. Coming off of a high of Faith No More and Metallica. So we left. So the second show, and this is the one I'm really a little embarrassed about, but this was just a few summers ago. There's a small venue in Grand Rapids called Frederick Meyer Gardens, and you bring your own chair to it. And it has to be like a beach chair, you know, a certain height, can't be too high. And it was Bonnie Raitt, but the opener was Richard Thompson. Mm. And I love Richard Thompson.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. And so we got there early, my friend Byther and I. We were maybe third row. So we got our chairs. Richard killed it. Bonnie came out, and she's a legend. I don't get me wrong, but it was just sort of a downer after Richard.
Yep.
So we sort of looked at each other and said, I think we should get out of here. So, but it's a little embarrassing because we're third row, and we're in these folding chairs that you can't easily just grab and go. So said, the next song that everybody stands up on, we are going to fold our chairs up and head for the exits. So here's Bonnie doing Something to Talk About. Boom. Everybody stands up. You look at each other, fold our chairs, and we start walking out. These ladies that were sitting next to us said, how rude. And I thought, you know, I'm sorry, Bonnie, but, you know, I just, you know, coming down off of seeing Richard, it was a little disappointing. So
I can understand.
I know
it's
sacrilege probably from some folks in this room, but yes. So,
well, it gave you something to talk about.
It did give me something to talk about. That's a very, very good point.
It's an enduring memory.
Yes. So do you guys have a show that you you left early from? And not just to get to bed. I mean, you know.
No, so. I mean, I could go on to this topic for quite a while because I've done this way too many times. But I will tell you, the one that sprang to mind originally was seeing the Cars in 1985, I believe. And it was, or whenever Heartbeat City came out, it was on the Heartbeat City tour. But it was so exactly like the record that I couldn't believe it. And there was not a lot of split jumps
going on.
Maybe it
was the record.
Yeah,
maybe it was
been. The record. It might have been. You know, there was none of the Robert Pollard knee-high kicks or anything going on from Okasik or Ben Orr or any of the guys in the band. And I was just like, no. I don't see the point of staying here continuing to watch this. Let's beat the traffic and get out of here. Now, I will also tell you this, and I regret this one to this day. I went to see Alex Chilton and the Go-Betweens at the Old 930 Club. I didn't really know that much about the Go-Betweens at the time, and I left about three songs into their set. And I later became one of the biggest Go-Betweens fans of all time. So that was a real brick on my part. After Alex Chilton was done, I just left.
Yeah.
It was a brick.
The only thing I can think of, and this was kind of pre-planned, I think, one time in the early 90s, went to see a show that was these three acts. The first one, pre-opener, whatever you would call it, was Screaming Trees.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice.
The second one was Soul Asylum.
Nice.
And then the third one was Spin Doctors.
Ooh.
All right, so we had a similar reaction here.
Yeah.
Ouch. So a couple songs into Spin Doctors, we were like, yeah,
gotta
let's
get
beat
out
it
here.
Out of here.
Yeah. Well, we used to have, among my music going friends, we used to have a three-song rule where even if it was like a band we never heard of or was the opener, we tried to stay for at least three songs and give them a chance, you know. I will also tell you this story. One time I bought tickets to see the Icicle Works, and it was an opening act, right? And this is going to be sacrilege to some people in this room. They were opening for David Gilmour from Pink Floyd.
Really?
At Constitution Hall, of all places. Huh. And so we get there, me and my friend, and the announcer comes on. Icicle Works, you know, was we love that album. Ladies and gentlemen, Icicle Works will not be appearing tonight due to visa issues. They were unable to enter the country. Because a lot of people used to short their shows in D.C. from the U.K. They would come in and get all squared away. So we got up and left. We didn't even stay for David Gilmour. That was something I truly regret. That was a brick. Yeah, I'm going to take the heat for that.
Apologies to Bonnie Raitt. I just want to go on record again and say that. So,
if you're listening, Bonnie.
Sorry. Yes. I know she's a big fan.
She is.
She's a Patreon, right? A Patreon supporter, I believe.
All right.
The next time we interview an artist, though, we got to ask them, what's the, like, have you felt when people got up and walked out of your show? Like, what are the funny stories about people doing that while you're playing?
All right. I want to get Keith in on the bag of questions.
Oh, boy.
Okay. There we
go. Rustling papers. Oh, you're okay. Here's your question. How do you take your coffee?
With cream. set.
That didn't go anywhere. Okay.
I took it very literally.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Keith Jenkins, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Please, all right, peoples, please call and tell us about shows you've walked out on.
Yes.
Okay? We'd love to hear that.
That's great.
Those are probably good stories. Yeah. We love good concert stories. So the way you can do that is call
612-440-1984.
Or email rock@suburbspod.com or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. All right. We have a couple more of these to get through, so let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Keith Jacobson.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Coming in hot.
Oh, I'll sit back.
That's okay.
I'll sit back a little.